This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav will reach out to the global community in New Delhi today ahead of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. Through the event, the government aims to highlight the transformative potential of Waves as a unified global platform for the rapidly growing media and entertainment sector. More than 100 ambassadors and high commissioners will outline opportunities for a synergistic approach in the media and entertainment sector during the event. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan and Chief Minister of the host state Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis will also be present at the event. The first edition of the Waves Summit is scheduled to be held from the 1st to the 4th of May in Mumbai. In Uttar Pradesh, celebration of Holi has begun in the Braj region and Varanasi. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will attend the Holika Dehan Shobha Yatra in Gorakhpur today. Here is a report.
In Braj region, Holi is being celebrated with religious fervor. Different types of Holi, including Latmar Holi, Phoolon Ki Holi, Laddumar Holi, is part of month-long Holi celebration in Mathura Vrindavan, which starts from Vasant Panchami itself. Holika Dahan will be celebrated today and Huranga celebration will take place at Baldev's Tauji Temple and other locations from March 15 to 21st. CM Yogi Adityanath will attend the Holika Dahan Subha Yatra organized by Holika Dahan Utsav Samiti at Pandehata in Gorakhpur today. CM Yogi has instructed officials to take special precautions for the security of Holika Dahan sites. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In Kerala, the capital city of Thiruvananthapuram is about to witness one of the largest gatherings of women in the world today for the Attukal Pongala. The ritual had made it to the Guinness Book of World Records in 2009 for being the largest religious gathering of women on a single day when over 2.5 million took part in it. Attukal Pongala is not only a cherished tradition but also a testament of unity, faith and collective devotion, as every year the nearby churches, temples and mosques facilitate the ritual equally. Large number of devotees are expected to reach the city today. Railways are also running special trains on the occasion. South Africa will host the first G20 Trade and Investment Working Group, TIWG, meeting under its presidency from March 18th to 20th. The TIWG meeting, which will be held virtually, will bring together senior officials from G20 member countries as well as the European Union and the African Union. The Deputy Director General of Trade at the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, Ambassador Solelwa Mlumbi Peter, said the first session will be attended by international organizations such as the World Trade Organization, the United Nations Trade and Development, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, and African regional communities. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has announced a new initiative aimed at improving efficiencies at the 80-year-old World Organization and making it more cost-effective. The UN 80 initiative will come up with proposals in areas of rapidly identifying efficiencies and improvements in the way the UN works. It will also review the implementation of all mandates given to the UN by member states, which have significantly increased in recent years. While announcing the initiative in New York yesterday, Mr. Guterres said the world is facing challenges on every front. He also voiced concern over shrinking resources and liquidity crisis amid an environment of uncertainty and unpredictability. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty slipped into negative territory and were trading nearly flat in afternoon trade today, mirroring weakness in Asian markets. The 30-share BSE Sensex was marginally down by 7 points to 74,022, while the NSE Nifty 50 dipped 25 points to 22,446 when reports last came in. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions at isolated places over Vidarbha, Odisha and Gujarat today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.